The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the fields vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, Dinan Hughes, the coolest guy you'll ever see smoking a cigar, is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefits of blue. Well, Dinan, it's okay to survive in advance in the NFL, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's all about winning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy undefeated for another week. I guess that's, is this a day or a week? Should we call it happy undefeated for another week day?
Day.
How about that?
Sure.
Yeah.
However you want to phrase it. It is technically a week day, too. It is Tuesday.
Yeah.
So walk us through how you took that all in, because we heard your laugh, by the way.
Your laugh was fantastic.
Great, man. Like, it's like every week, man, you do this job and you see something different. But maybe walk us through that walk-off field goal block by Leo Chenal on Sunday against the Broncos.
So let me make clear, first and foremost, I am probably the most entertained person in the stadium. I know the energy and the emotions, the ebbs and flows of a game. But I truly, I love the game of football. I love the game of baseball even more. But I love the game of football, but I am truly entertained by the game. And the entertainment value can bring me to a height of anger when you see a team stomp on the logo or disrespect our stadium or anything like that. But then there's also the component of laughter, because I am entertained. So if something cool happens, you might get a laugh out of me. You might get a chuckle. And so just seeing the donkeys kind of wet the bed again is very entertaining to me. So I have to laugh in the background, and Mitch is, you know, doing an outstanding job. He's the best in the business of bringing me energy. It's not manufactured. It's right off the cuff. It's not like the sayings that he has. I think some people might think, oh, he has this list of sayings written down that he's just going to read from. Everything he does is pretty much off the cuff. So when you add those two components together of actual entertainment on the field and something funny that happens, plus Mitch and his energy, that's where you generate, for me, that's where you get the chuckles behind the scene and the laughter, because I can't say anything yet because he's still doing his epic, voice of the Chiefs kind of call of the moment. So the only thing I can do is just kind of laugh. And so I get a lot of tweets, a lot of text messages from people that are entertained by my giggle in the background, which I think is kind of cool.
I think, Dinan, though, when you lose the ability to still be entertained by something, that's when you need to walk away, because the Chiefs are as entertaining as it gets. And like they say, were you not entertained by what went on there on Sunday? I still don't have my voice back because that's how entertained I was on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't get it, like, with the fans or any fans that are out there. Granted, obviously, the Bronco fans would not be as entertained as we would be, but the fans that get to the level of anger.
Right.
Like, I don't understand that. It's not, you know, I'm not trying to slap them in the face, because we love all the fans that support and pay money and so on. But the fans that, you know, scream expletives at players as they walk off the field or throw stuff at college kids, like you saw at Texas Tech versus Colorado. Like, how do you get to that point where it is no longer entertaining? Like, you have utilized your resources, you've worked extra jobs, you've done whatever you needed to do to be able to buy some pretty expensive tickets, and then you go to the game and the emotions that you show aren't joy or aren't happy unless everything goes right. Like, unless everything goes right and the team wins, that's the only thing that you are entertained about and you enjoy about the game, when, like, there are aspects of the game where I'm just like, this is hilarious. This is great. This is like must-see TV. I can't wait to get home to see the highlights of that specific play, regardless of how the game ends. So, like, I'm glad that I'm still in that kind of kid mode of enjoying and being entertained by sports, and hopefully I'll never get to the point of, you know, the person that throws something at the TV at home, or, you know, throws stuff on the field, or, you know, cusses players out as they walk off the field and disrespects people in their face and so on. So,
Danan, obviously the three phases of the game contribute throughout the entire season. I saw something this morning where somebody was breaking down number 54 for the Broncos on their special teams line, right? Just getting blown up every time they played against them. And it's like, you know, 1 week it's Spags, right? Or many weeks it's Spags. And then 1 week it's like, oh man, Andy and Matt, you know, they kind of had their thing going this week on the offensive side. This week goes to Dave Tobe, man. He obviously had seen video, and they never kicked a field goal game. So I'm here to say, hot take, you know, hot fire, spit fire. I'm here to say that if they'd have kicked a field goal at any point in the game, there's a chance it was going to get blocked. It just so happened the timing was impeccable, that it was the field goal to win the game. Because, look, man, that dude got blown up by Chenal, Karloftis, and everybody that was involved. And the kick is blocked. It looked like the special teams head coach did his homework.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to give praise to Dave Tobe. I get a chance to interview him before every game.
Lucky.
And we talk about the third phase of the game, and it's, and you know, a lot of times, and you guys have heard me speak about this, people think that because at the Pop Warner level, the high school level, even sometimes at college, that it's the cast-offs that are playing special teams, that it's the kids that are not good enough on offense or defense. Let's just put them on special teams. And that's not the case in the NFL. And the coaching job is so important from a special team standpoint, because you have to get a bunch of people, and we're talking about the NFL here, you have to get a bunch of people to buy into a phase of the game that they may not have played in 4 years, because they were studs on offense and defense in college that got them to the point of being drafted or signed to an NFL team for their prowess on offense and defense. Now, coming in, I believe I'm as good a receiver as anybody that's playing. I believe I'm as good a defensive back as anybody that's starting. I believe that I'm as good a linebacker as anybody. I just need my opportunity. But in the meantime, there has to be a coach that instills in me that this third phase that I probably never played much in my life before, that I have to have an equal contribution, equal buy-in to play in the third phase. So, yeah, you can have a bunch of athletes on the field, and we've seen teams that have had some negative plays on special teams. How did they execute that fake? How did they execute this blown up play? How did they allow this to happen against them? And yet, Dave Tobe, whether you go back to fake punts last year with Tommy Townsend, and you go back to the kickoff returns and the snuffed out fake punt when we were down by 24 to the Houston Texans in the playoffs. I mean, you go on and on throughout time, and you realize how much of a gem it is to have Dave Tobe as a special teams coach, and how he has infiltrated the entire team to make it important for a starting linebacker to understand that his position, his leverage, his effort and energy contributed to a Super Bowl win by blocking an extra point, and now contributed to this team staying undefeated by blocking a field goal. That buy-in makes Dave Tobe one of the most valuable components of this Chiefs organization.
You know, it's very reminiscent on a play like that of the ability.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That the Royals had in 2015 to score from first base on the looper that Hosmer had to right field. Like, you didn't do that because, well, you just got lucky. You prepared for all of that kind of stuff. And I think Dave Tobe kind of falls into that category that we saw with Rusty back in the day. Those guys were prepared. If that situation presented itself, they knew exactly what to do. And I hate to be this arrogant ass, Danon, but I will be an arrogant ass for this one. We're just better at everything than your team is, including coaching, including special teams, including draft. Like, we're better at everything than your team is better at.
And you know what? How demoralizing is that? Like, I've always talked about that on any team, you go back to the 90s, and this is what I felt when I was playing, that any team that came into Arrowhead Stadium, they were already down 7-0 before we even started the game because of the fans, because of the atmosphere, because of that home field advantage that we had. Now you add the component of coaching. And I was watching ESPN earlier and yesterday, and now we got the start of Coach of the Year, and people are saying Mike Tomlin, and people are saying Dan Quinn. And I'm like, how in the heck does Andy Reid keep getting overlooked as a potential Coach of the Year? Like, they're not even saying his name right now, and we're the only undefeated team in the NFL. So when you add the component of we're better than you at every phase of the game and we're undefeated, and now we're like, there's still some slight disrespect in regards to, you're still not going to acknowledge that Andy Reid, who has assembled this coaching staff, that has assembled this team, that is not just about the superstar players of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, that it's about a complete team effort, which should add more flowers and garner more respect to Andy Reid for keeping this coaching staff together, when I'm sure, just like some of the players, after you win two straight Super Bowls, they probably could have gone on elsewhere and maybe made some more money and maybe got a higher position, but they bought in to Andy Reid and what we're doing here and what we're trying to accomplish in history. And all of that shouldn't put him at the top of the list as Coach of the Year. To me, it's ridiculous, but it just shows that there's still more work to do for our Chiefs, and we're still going to continue to be the best organization, the best coaching staff, the best players, and we're looking forward to this final run to get to that Super Bowl. So I just want to throw that out there. That's probably going to be my hot fire, spitfire take. You made me put it out there now on Tuesday morning. Now I got to figure out something else for players only on Thursday. But Andy Reid, the disrespect is ridiculous.
It is, man. That's why I put $5 on him on September 4th to win Coach of the Year for a $255 payout. Let's go.
There you go.
Danon, to put a smile on your face, the leaders in the locker room right now going for Coach of the Year, Mike Tomlin and Andy Reid, both at the top at plus 400, Dan Campbell at plus 450 right behind him. So Vegas has given him some sort of a shot. Maybe they'll get some recognition and give him his second honor since the first one since 2007. Danon, players only Thursday night, right? 6 o'clock?
Yes, sir. We'll be back in the booth and hanging out, having some fun. I'm not sure who's going to be my guest, if there'll be a guest, but we've been living pretty strongly the last couple of weeks with no guests, but we've been getting some really, really strong text messages and callers, so we might have to live that way too. So nevertheless, it'll be a fun night. So yes, players only Thursday night, 6 to 7 p.m.
All right, man. Enjoy the classic, the Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes show on Sunday at 3:25.
Yeah, it should be a blast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.